It is time for a new segment on The Wrap. It's the law. We are going to once a week tell you all about the law here in Switzerland, from employment to consumer law to immigration and social legislation, the judicial system, the rules of the road, the rules of the commune, the canton. We'll be probing all areas of the legal landscape, and our guide is Stephanie Fold. She is a specialist in labor, social and immigration law, but she can turn her legal brain to just about any area of the law, any brief, civil or criminal. Welcome, Stephanie.
Good afternoon, Susan.
Let's take a helicopter view, if you will, of the Swiss legal and institutional system. How is this country organized legally?
Historically, Switzerland was governed only by its cantons and did not have a central government. It's only since 1848 that the first constitution was granted to Switzerland. You can find in this constitution four main themes, which are fundamental rights of every citizen, federal structure of the country, political rights, and of course the organization of the Swiss authorities.
What type of rights would we say are typically Swiss?
Well, typically Swiss rights would be people's initiative, facultative referendum and compulsory referendum.
Shall we go through each one then?
People's initiative is actually very simple. Committee or group of interest proposes a project, a modification or an addition, subtraction to the federal constitution. This project has to be deposed at the federal chancellery. 18 months they have to collect 100,000 signatures.
18 months?
18 months, exactly. And it is only to be considered as receivable once the initiative has been completed with the 100,000 signatures. It is then submitted to the vote of the population. And then a double majority has to be reached to be accepted. That means the cantons and the people both have to vote for the same act.
And how long could it take then for the cantons to get there? Act together on the same act.
It can take exactly the same time. The whole process can take very long.
And that's the thing about Swiss law, isn't it? It's not speedy.
It's not a speedy thing. And one of the good examples is the maternity insurance, decided in 1945, enforced in 2005. 60 years it took to get a maternity insurance.
Oh my. Now, the second bit of that, if we go back to the overarching title of this portion of our chat, Swiss rights, you also mentioned the facultative referendum or compulsory referendum?
Yeah, the facultative referendum is actually when the parliament adopts a law which can be contested either by a committee or group of interest. The committee will then have 100 days to gather 50,000 signatures to express its contestation in front of government. The government will then have to produce a new project. It is only after that that the population will give its accordance or not to the new law.
So you can already see all the time that goes into these different layers of it. Many, many. And the compulsory referendum differentiated from the facultative referendum?
The big difference is the compulsory referendum is absolutely a compulsory every time a modification of the constitution is occurring. So it's the same process, but there it will automatically be submitted to the vote of the whole and the entire Swiss population.
Well, Stephanie, it looks like we are going to have to take the chopper up again if we're going to continue our helicopter view, because there's a lot of terrain to be covered. Next week, let's focus on some of the remaining items. Swiss federalism, for instance. And what else can we talk about? Surely separation of powers.
And neutrality of Switzerland is an important subject as well.
Okay. Next week, we'll hit those subjects. Thanks so much.